thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Ephesians 2:8, by grace you have been saved through faith. In a sense, there were two prodigal sons, and both grew up in a religious culture that praised rule keepers and punished rule breakers. Notice how this chapter begins. All the tax collectors and sinners drew near to him to hear him, and the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, "The man receives sinners." So he spoke this parable to them. Here Jesus talks to two different groups. Number one, rule breakers like the prodigal son, who know it's only through God's grace we are saved. Number two, rule keepers like the older brother, who think they can earn or contribute to salvation by doing good works. That makes rule keepers judgmental towards rule breakers. The older brother refused to attend his brother's homecoming party. Why? Basically, "Father, unlike him, I have served you and kept your commandments. This isn't right or fair." Sound familiar? Here's what the father told him. "Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours." Observe the word son. Jesus was teaching that we're saved by relationship, not rule keeping. The old brother thought his father's acceptance depended on his performance. Yes, there's a place in God's kingdom for performance. Your rewards in heaven are based upon your performance on earth. But your redemption depends on Christ's performance only. By grace, you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Yes, God will challenge, chastise, and cleanse you in order to change you into the person he wants you to be. But you are saved by grace alone. From Vision's Word for Today, saved by grace alone.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.